from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Price is way too high, man.
Oh, I agree.
Denny AJ, no dummy, man. Let's go to AT Sunnyvale. AT Sunnyvale, what's happening?
Hey, Bonte, I'm with you. I'm really not tripping over Lori Martin.
Right.
And to let Danny Ainge come in your house and take you for a fool, that's for the content cycle. That's not for a GM. The summer is dry. People need stuff to say. People need somebody to get excited about. This man was an apparition. He was never going to be in the Bay. I knew that, and now that it's put to rest, we could focus on actually getting some wins, even though we just changed the pots and plants.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? I'm kind of like with the next Warrior fan. What's going on in Milwaukee?
Oh, don't even. You're not even allowed to do that.
No, I'm allowed to do whatever I want. You
spinning
sat here
the wheel
and lied through your teeth about Lowry Marketing, who you brought up in the last week in May, saying, well, Lowry Marketing, Bonte, did you know he averaged this? It's like, he never even watched the game. Lucas and Gilroy. Don't tell him what I'm so allowed to do. I'm on the honest train.
I don't know if you know this. No one watches Utah basketball.
I do. They got some good players. Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Jordan Clarkson. Will Hardy's a hell of a coach.
They deactivated the last week of the year.
Don't say that nobody watched Utah Jazz basketball. I watch a lot of basketball. Lucas and Gilroy. I love basketball. Love all these teams. Lucas and Gilroy, what's happening, man? You're on a roast.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm not, you know, I mean, I want to see the new guys pick up, you know, the youngsters. I want to see them. I'm not really fazed about that. So it's, I'm happy we're moving on. And, you know, this kind of leaves a open spot to hopefully maybe get one more person or something like that. But, you know, I'm happy overall. You know, it's let's see these youngsters. Let's see them pick it up. Let's see them take another step in their game.
There it is.
So the Warriors, this is the report. The Warriors made the most aggressive offer centered around Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps, and second-rounders, team sources from both sides said. Utah wanted pods in any theoretical deal. The Warriors were protective of pods in the marketing conversation and a few other league-wide trade proposals this summer, league sources said.
I mean,
that wasn't going to get it done.
It's not. It wasn't. They wanted King's ransom for Lowry Marketing.
That is like offering Brandon Ayuk straight up for your guy, you know, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, no, that's disrespectful to Brandon Podziemski. I think Brandon Podziemski brings a lot of quality.
No, I'm saying the Moses,
you know,
Moody and picks offer. Good enough. Like,
yeah,
it's probably not good enough.
And you know what? When you think about Lowry Marketing. And I've said this over and over and over. And I don't know why people are confusing me, because I have, beloved, was I ever in on Lowry Marketing? Seriously, because that's starting to bug me. Was I ever in on Lowry Marketing?
As far as I remember, you've always been very, you know, kind of big on let's see what these young guys got. And you're one of the biggest champions of Jonathan Kuminga, and you're one of the biggest guys. Like, I want to see what Pods brings to the table in his second year. So No, in any of the conversations you and I have had, I've never heard you really get that excited for Lowry.
Because here's my thing. He's a seven-footer, right? You're going to have to get down on the post. I think about all the bigs in the Western Conference, which we've gone over, over and over and over and over and over again. There's Wemby. There's Jokic. There's Kat. There's Nasri. There's Gobert. There's Shangoon in Houston. There's Anthony Davis. There's Zubac. Hell, there's even DeAndre Ayton in Portland. I'm probably missing a couple guys here. New Orleans, well, they don't have Valanciunas somewhere, but they have Zion. Where's marketing at when it comes to the landscape of the bigs in the Western Conference? Anthony Davis eats his lunch.
Okay. I don't think anyone argues on that.
Eats his lunch.
But like they're looking at the Warriors roster, and they're like, he might be the third best player on the team.
And what does that get you?
Well, it just gets you, they think, incrementally better, you know? And it just signifies that they're making moves. Like, what you had wasn't good enough. And so hoping for this dramatic leap forward for a lot of young players, maybe one or two of them takes this leap forward. Yeah. To think that four guys all take a massive leap forward, that's a tough stretch.
I don't think anybody's saying that.
And the older players on the team remain really, really good. And you're praying that Wiggins comes back to something closer to what he was in 2021 and 2022, as opposed to what he's kind of represented the last year.
No doubt. But I don't think, you know, whether all four guys pop or not, we saw Podziski make first team all rookie. We see Kuminga take the leap last year. Now, I do want to see what Moses. This is a great opportunity for Moses Moody. Let's go to Daryl in Oakland. Daryl, what's happening? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, I've been a Moses Moody fan forever, so I totally agree with you, Bonte. And I also agree with you, Bonte. We did not need Lauri Markkanen. There's something that you guys have not talked about, and that is Mike Dunleavy did his research on Kyle Anderson. And Kyle Anderson even said, hey, why are the Warriors trying to get me? That's kind of weird. And I thought about this. Let me ask you a question. Who's better on defense right now, Lauri Markkanen or Kyle Anderson?
Kyle Anderson.
I think it's obvious. Yes. Who's a better passer right now, Kyle Anderson or Lauri Markkanen?
I lean Kyle Anderson. I lean slow-mo.
Yeah. Slow-mo, exactly. And so who fits better with the Warriors when Draymond gets off of the floor? Who's going to dispel him? It's going to be Kyle Anderson. He passes. He plays defense. Hey, and who makes more money, Kyle Anderson or Lauri Markkanen? Lauri Markkanen makes a gajillion dollars more. And so I look at our team and I'm like, we hit the nail on the head. We don't need Lauri Markkanen. And of course we're not going to make a trade with Danny Ainge. That's why we're going to throw him the same kind of peanuts he throws us. It's like, hey, we'll give you some garbage. Sure.
Well, I do wonder this.
I love doing it.
Good call, Daryl. Good call. But I do wonder this. And I want to ask Warrior fans this one because, again, as you just read and Shams reported it, the deal was the final offer for Lowry Markkanen was Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps, and second-rounders. The Warriors refused to offer Brandon Podziemski. At the end of the day, was that a mistake? Should they have offered Brandon Podziemski alongside Moses Moody for Lowry Markkanen?
I mean, he is one of their best picks in the last handful of years by far in terms of immediate impact. Boy, they're just so high on him.
Was it a mistake, you think?
If that was what the deal was, yeah, I think that probably was a mistake. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it a mistake, Warrior fans, to not include Brandon Podziemski in the deal? 888-957-9570.
I mean, they better hope that Podziemski is, you know, going to improve his on-ball defense, is going to improve his shot-making from the outside, off the dribble, and catch and shoot. And they better hope that getting into the lane and being a facilitator for the team all improves. I mean, that's a lot of improvement.
888-957-9570 is a number. Did the Warriors make a mistake for not including Brandon Podziemski in a potential deal for Lowry Markkanen? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Did they make a deal? New York Kitty, were you shaking your head because of legal? Were you shaking your head? Which, like, honestly, is it a mistake?
Do you think it's a mistake?
Those are a lot of picks. You're trying to get your team right. You could use those assets, I think, to get a better player down the line, whether it's a month, 2 months. And it's kind of similar to the Giants in this sense. Can the Warriors hang around the 7-8 spot up until the trade deadline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Can they stay afloat? Because I think the new template for the NBA with this IST, the in-season tournament, and the home court advantage, I don't think teams are really putting a lot of stock into it as much as they used to. And, of course, the Mavericks laid the template where, boy, we could make a couple subtle. And I get the personnel's different. I trust me, I understand Luka and Kyrie and where Curry's at in his career, where Draymond is at. But if you can hang around, and you got your books in order, and maybe there's another star who does become disgruntled. Maybe there's another star, because this is the NBA. This thing happens all the time. There's a Bradley Beal, there's a Lowry, there's a Brandon Ingram. There's all these guys, right? There's always somebody getting flipped. Can you put yourself in a position to make some moves at the deadline to help out a Steph Curry, to help out a Draymond Green? I don't know. But as of right now, I do like the position they're in as an organization. Now you still have options to make moves here down the line, so we'll see about that. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Joe in San Jose, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I just think that at the Warriors' position now, is that they're just playing to be competitive. They're not playing, you know. And if you want to make a trade, you need to trade Dunleavy for Bob Myers and get this ball rolling again. But yeah, that's where it is. I think the experience in the front office isn't there yet, and I just think that, you know, they're just gonna, you know, get good enough to compete. And our rings are, you know, every time you go to the Chase Center, you look up. That's all you're
going to
have for a while. Thanks for the time.
Your time. Thank you, Joe.
I love this sound when people hang up. Thank you, Joe. It's just, I think the Curry thing, like, I'm so worried about him leaving the Warriors. Not that it's the end-all, be-all, but, like, you want him to stay with the Warriors the way Dirk stayed with Dallas and Kobe stayed with the Lakers and just be one of the rare guys that actually plays his entire career in one place. I mean, they could have done all the trades in the world and it couldn't have worked, and he could have still maybe wanted to bail, right? There's always that possibility. Could they be a better team? Sure. Pod's better come through for them, though. If he's the reason why they didn't make this deal, I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed. I like Pods. They like him way more than I like him, but you know what? They also liked Curry way more than I like Curry early on, and that ended up being the right decision.
Boy, so we got a couple situations here. We got the Brandon Ayuk situation. Matt Maiocco reported last night from ABC Sports Bay Area that the Niners have granted Brandon Ayuk permission to seek a deal with New England and Cleveland. We just had Anthony Lim on, and he broke down how much they love Cooper, but he said one important thing, that if Cooper does get traded, and we could play that sound, Loveman, if Cooper does get traded here, he would seek a new deal. That would scare me away. It's like, wait, you want a new deal? After not
he'd fit right in.
Not even a kid. Not even a deal. So you got that situation, folks.
He leaves Cleveland. He gets right in line with the Niners. Right. Like, everyone's got their hand out.
Yeah, so that's the situation with Amari Cooper. And now with the Golden State Warriors, Sean Serrano just broke that Lowry Marketing will sign an extension with the Utah Jazz. But he will not do it today. He's going to do it just tomorrow or later, which makes him ineligible to be traded this season. Now, apparently the Warriors' final offer for Lowry Marketing was multiple picks, first and second round, and Moses Moody, and they said no. They did not want to involve Brandon Podziemski in the deal. So if they deal, I mean, is that a deal breaker for Warriors fans? Are you a little disappointed that they didn't offer Pods in this deal for Lowry Marketing?
I don't think I had this grandiose opinion that adding Markkanen made them instantly a contender. That's not it. But I do think it solved one of the issues. They've got a bunch, but I need like a clear-cut two or three score. And I thought that on a given night, it's him and Kuminga, or if you didn't give up Kuminga, who can be those clear-cut scorers. I thought that they needed one of those guys, a spacer, and especially on the offensive end with Draymond handling the ball. I thought it balanced the floor out pretty well, given there weren't a lot of other options out there. I didn't think it was the end-all, be-all move. This isn't some, like, you got Giannis, you're back in the top four. I just thought it made them a little better, you know? And I feel like unless Pods takes this big leap forward as a scorer, I could find a lot of guys who could facilitate like him.
Moses Moody, multiple first-round picks, pick swaps, and second-rounders, per Sean Serrania, the Warriors refused to offer Brandon Podziemski in the deal. Maybe that's what Draymond Green was talking about last week on the podcast.
Well, you know what the next pivot is. You keep going Milwaukee. Kevin Durant.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Kevin Durant.
Joel Embiid.
Look at him and Curry. They're having fun with Team USA. I mean, we're just going to keep spinning the big Price is Right wheel until it lands on one of these guys. Or it just, we crap out.
Lowry Marketing. Going to stay in Utah, Warrior fans. He's going to stay in Utah. Boy, what a week in the Bay Area, man. Things are popping off, man. You got the Giants. They got back to 500. They're ready to pop champagne. You see the small old Bo Bell's face yesterday, Bob Melvin. Oh, man, they were flexing like they were 17 games over.
Do you think Steph, not that it's like, you know, oh my gosh, my world is in. You think he's just a little disappointed they couldn't get this done?
I don't know.
Because that's my whole algorithm is like keeping Steph somewhat happy.
I don't know. Right?
Like that's how I'm wired right now. Like I'm trying to like maximize. I get you want to have a future. Yeah. And I believe me, I always side with the team long term. Like you know where I stand on this. But like there is the Steph element. This is a once in a generation, once in a lifetime player.
Getting a text right now saying that even if Paz was in this deal, Utah still wouldn't do it.
I kind of feel the same way.
It was going to have to be Moody, Potts, picks, and either JK or Wiggins. Because that's just how Danny Ainge rolls.
I would have done Wiggins.
Right. But that's how Danny Ainge rolls. He wants Wiggins, Potts, and Moody. For marketing and all those picks and pick swaps?
Well, the picks was probably, I mean, I would do it for the players and a couple picks.
Danny Ainge is like this is Kevin Garnett.
Well,
he's not.
I mean, it's not.
Not even close.
And nor is Danny Ainge Jerry West.
Right, no doubt about it. But this is who Danny Ainge is.
Yeah, a jerk.
This is how he does business. So he wants to win the trade. The Warriors, good for them for not succumbing to Danny Ainge's demands. I'm actually proud of them for not doing that.
You're proud of them, huh?
Yeah, I am proud of them. Don't give up all these damn picks and pick swaps and second round picks. Moody, Pods, and Wiggins or Kuminga for Lowry Marketing. The hell with that.
So we're going to spin the wheel on superstars for the rest of this year.
I'm not going to do that.
And then by about midseason, are we spinning the wheel on draft picks?
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not doing that deal.
Do you think the Brandon Ingram thing starts to heat back up again?
I don't think he's that type of player for Steve Kerr. I don't think that heats up at all. And you know what? Part of me is like, you know what? Finally, we get to see the young guys. That's a lot to give up for Lowry Marketing.
I can't wait to hear Draymond's pod tonight discussing this proposed deal.
Well, I can't wait for Draymond Green to lock up Lowry Marketing in the game against the Utah Jazz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.